Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. I got 10. If I go to one event, I got like 5, 6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Cuz I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get Captain Nine.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3-5. And I'm big to them. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. So, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy. Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Chaz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good day, good day, good evening, day wherever somebody else is at on the West Coast, for real. This is A-T-A-Z-P Live. We're interviewing tonight Chris Johnson, screenwriter of the Mike Jones movie, American Dream, and his book and other film projects he has going on, and my nephew, who's on the line, Mr. Bugs, host of the Mr. Bugs Show here on Blog Talk Radio. after we're done talking to CJ, we will play some of the new music that I've done. I've done three new albums and finished them last week. So we're going to play some of the Love Brothers CD, the Green Album, and the Z Vocals album. Now we got on the line the man himself, Chris Johnson. Welcome to ATAZP Live.
Hey, what's up with you, man? How you doing, man? Appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, it's all good, man. I'm glad that you called in. We finally doing this thing, boy.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Yeah, I know I was supposed to have been on your show a long time ago. You invited me to your party out there in Atlanta a long time, so I appreciate finally getting together and finally having me on there.
Hey, explain exactly how did you start and got interested in screenwriting. I've known you for, man, almost a year and a half, almost close to 2 years, and I know that's what you do. So explain to the audience exactly how you got interested and started.
Well, basically, man, you know, growing up, I always have, you know, always been like a character. So, you know, acting in plays, you know, since I was in like elementary and things like that. So I always have been involved, you know, in the arts. So, you know, doing as far as with writing, when I was in like high school, I remember I had a teacher named Ms. Stafford at Madison High School, and she and also a teacher named Ms. Reed. They also they really guided me as far as my writing skills. They always like picked out different things, you know. I said, okay, you can improve with this, improve with that. And then as far as with the screenwriting, it's like after I saw the movie Goodfellas, I think that's like I realized that that's probably what I wanted to do with my life. Because that movie right there, yeah, it just touched me from just far as with the structure of the movie, just the structure of the screenplay, just how the story was told. I mean, it just really left me leaving the theater like, you know, basically like, damn, man, like I can't believe that something was done like this. And, you know, even from when I was young, I just remember like going to like the Foxy Brown, Pam Grier, you know, my mother. And I just remember being like 5 years old, you know, just being a child, just watching how, you know, African-Americans would react to the movies, you know, talk back to the theaters and talk back to the people in the theaters as far as on the movie screen. And that really like got my eyes big and like that. I wondered how could I make that effect? And so, yeah, that's how probably I got involved with that.
And as I read your bio, man, I'm going to tell you right now, CJ, I didn't know you played football, cat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, Reed, wait a minute. Many times I've talked to him, I didn't know he was voted All-Marine, All-Decade Football Team 1990, 1999.
Oh, yeah. That's not something I too much brag about. Yeah, no doubt about it. I can't get down on the football field. Yeah, I was two-time All-American in Mount San Jacinto Junior College, and I was made the All-Marine, All-Decade Team. Played along with another Marine who was Rookie of the Year for the Denver Broncos, Mike Anderson. He graduated from the University of Utah also, too.
Okay.
You know, and so, yeah. And as far as with football, I just use football as a tool because no doubt about it, the game of football has hurt more people than it's helped more people. And so I realized that at an early age. And I also realized, you know, one day I went to church and I saw I had a preacher was saying that he heard a guy getting interviewed on TV, and he said, the athlete said that, you know, God put him on earth to play football. And basically he was like, no, that's a lie, because if God put you on earth to play football, you'll be able to play this game forever. You know, you have a purpose in life besides football. And so that made me realize that I had to use football to get to, you know, the plateaus where I was trying to achieve. You know, no doubt about that. And as far as with the game, I love it, no doubt about it. It is something that I watch. Matter of fact, I stopped the interview. I'm in the middle of a heated Madden game right now, so I definitely know the but it's not something I really like dwell on, you know, because it's not something that, you know, it is what it is. It happened, you know. I did it. I played football. It's not something I'm just gonna keep talking about it. It's time to move on to the future, man.
I like I said, I was impressed. You also played arena ball too, and I was just looking at the, you know, bio, and I was tripping, and I was like, I didn't know this cat played ball.
Yeah, Red Bob, man, that was like, excuse my French, man, that was like, I was like, what the hell have I got myself into? yeah, because a guy like me, either in the arena bar, either you have to be extremely small and fast, or either you have to be, you know, real big. You can't be, like, caught in between. And that's what me,
right.
I'm like 6'2", 225, something like that. So, you know, every time I touched the field, the first time I got on the field, I blew my knee out, tore my patellar tendon, was out. Then came right back, came back strong. Next time I got on the field, blew my elbow out. So, yeah, that I think God was trying to tell me something, man. You need to get out the field and concentrate on the right.
And because of you playing football in the University of Utah, I got a clip where they did a spot on you on the news there. I'm going to play it, and I'll have you comment on it. Here it is.
Johnson is now back on the Utah campus with an important visit to make.
And going here, it's going to feel good to finally see Coach Whittingham, you know. Last time I seen him, he kicked me off the football field. You know, he was always getting on me about, you know, going out there and making sure I became a screenwriter. He always, you and him always did have confidence in me, no doubt about that.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that.
You now,
hey, ain't no doubt about he having to see me as he kicked me off the football field. So he like, you mean to tell me you haven't won the Academy Award yet? You haven't made a movie yet? I was like, no, I haven't. He's like, all right, man, don't talk to me. Get away from me. He's like, get away from me until you make a movie. So I'm like, hey, Coach Whittingham, I'm serious. He took off running and went to another drill. He's like, get away from me. Talk to me when you make the movie.
Hey, how you doing, Coach?
CJ.
What's going on?
Good to see you.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
How's the career?
Everything's going well.
Flourishing?
It's going real well now. Going real well. No doubt.
Have a seat, man. Have a seat.
No, just come by here to thank you, though, because remember last time I was out here, he asked me what I was doing. He said, well, you might still doing in Utah. And you like, get away from me. Don't talk to me until you go make those movies, man.
That's right.
Yeah, so that was
so
spring ball.
Big time, man.
So
you chased that dream.
That really meant a lot. And sometimes when the days, when I had down days, man, I thought of you, thought of Manny, thought of people at the U.
All right. Man, I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy too, man.
You
I appreciate
great.
It, man. I really do.
Awesome.
Right,
that is awesome.
Never ain't going to never give up, man. Yeah. So I get that Academy Award next, so.
Johnson.
Explain that, CJ.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's my former coach, Coach Whittingham. He's right now the head football coach at the University of Utah. When I was at the University of Utah, when I played football, I had Coach McBride, you know, and also, too, Coach Graves. They went to my mother's house in Houston. They told my mother that they're going to make sure, you know, that I was going to be a screenwriter. So, you know, I had a lot of people like that that really looked out for me. And so it's like when I was out there, probably what I think it was the year, it was like 2000. One day I was getting my hair cut, and I decided to go up to the University of Utah to see spring football. And I just so happened I saw Whittingham on the football field, went over there and talked to him, and he was like, what are you still doing out here in Salt Lake City? And I just told him that basically just working, just trying to take care of business, whatever. He's like, you mean to tell me you're not writing writing screenplays, you're not making any movies? And I was like, no, not at all. He was like, man, get off my football field. He's like, get away from me until you make moves. And he took off running from me and got away. And so, you know, yeah, man. And I went home, and I had a long talk with myself. I really thought, you know, I thought about, you know, how many features they had done on me, how many people, you know, was really looking out for me to become a screenwriter. And I felt like back then I was letting a lot of people down. So mainly, man, I just I got tired of watching, like, Driven. I saw a story about Jamie Foxx, and basically he was telling his grandmother that he was doing okay when he just up and left and went to California trying to make it. He was telling his mother, he was telling his grandmother he was doing okay, and so but his friend knew that he was actually homeless and living in his car, and his friend asked him, he was like, man, why don't you come home? He was like, I can't come home until I make it, and so that's the way I felt because I had a brother. You know, my brother is was an hour away from me at 29 Palms. And, you know, I grew up in the suburbs. I could have easily called my parents, you know, and got money from them or something like that. But, you know, sometimes being alone makes you strong. And so I had to go through these things by myself. You know, I just up and left and went to California. And I struggled. And, you know, the good Lord blessed me. And I got blessed with the Mike Jones Project with Greg Carter and Greg Anderson. And it got picked up by BET. It premiered on matter of fact, on November 20th, 2007, and also, too, premiered again on December 7th, 2007. And it was actually happened to be the day of my father's death. And so that was kind of like a bittersweet thing. But I just believe that, you know, God took him away for a reason because, you know, seven is the sign of, and eight is the sign of a new beginning. And so after that, it's like everything just started falling in my lap. I got picked up with Curtis Ellison, the creator of the TV show 4-7. You know, and just things just started happening for me, and that's why, you know, it was important for me to go back to the University of Utah and to go back to people like Coach Whittingham, you know, Manny Hendricks, you know, those people, you know, in there. And it's so many people, you know, I can't even it's so many names to name, so many people who have looked out for me out there. And so that's why it was important for me, you know, to go back and let these people know, hey, you know, you really – I appreciate your support, and no doubt about it, you know, hey, I'm going to take this ride all the way to Academy Award. You know, University of Utah did last year on the football field, which was impossible with everybody out except people who's from Salt Lake or people who play with the University of Utah. And so That's the way I feel the same way, you know, always underdog, you know, that you always going to keep fighting, never keep fighting, you know, no doubt about it. And Coach McBride, you know, he really put that spirit in me, and I couldn't let people down. You know, I couldn't let people down, and that's why it's important for me to just, you know, to succeed. I have no choice but to succeed, you know, and that's the way I felt.
Well, explain your experience doing the screen, the screenwriting for the Mike Jones movie, American Dream.
Okay, man. Yeah, basically, a buddy of mine named Greg Carter gave me a car in Salt Lake City. And he told me that he had a project, Mike Jones, with basically Derek Dixon, who's from Rec Shop Records. He was directing the film. And they said they needed a writer for the screenplay for the Mike Jones film. So mainly, man, it was like at the time, I was, you know, I also have a degree in sociology, and I used to be an average youth counselor. So I was working counseling at a group home, and I quit my job. I left, and I went stayed with D-Rick, got with Mike Jones, wrote the screenplay, man, you know, in 2 days. And in 2 days, and basically out of the 98 pages that I wrote, they only scratched probably about one. And so, you know, I made sure I paid attention to detail. I made sure I didn't write no BS. And then I had graduated school in 1999. You know, I didn't write this thing until 2006. And, you know, I knew it, basically the project was produced by Warner Brothers. So I could easily wrote screenplays for people and, like, I'll run up in your house and kill you productions, or I'll slap your mom entertainment, all that BS, you know, but I wasn't trying to do that, man. Yeah, I look at screenwriting and movie making as an art, so that's why I waited so long. Good things come to those who wait, and so that's what ended up happening. And the Mike Jones project, we shot it, actually filmed it in September 2006. And, you know, with me quitting my job and thinking that this project was going to take off, then, and it didn't take off, it didn't get sold or anything until, you know, November 2007. So, you know, I personally, man, that's when, you know, I lost a lot of things, man. Things just started going downhill, you know, just spiraling out of control, everything, man. You know, that's when basically that's when I got tired of everything and tired of the job, tired of the 9-to-5, and that's when I just up and left. And like I say, in May of 2007, went to California, and the rest is history, man. I can't complain. I'm blessed. I can't complain at all, man.
The 24/7 Pimp. I checked it out now. I went to the YouTube and looked at the premiere, and man, it looked like it's something that should be on HBO, Showtime. I mean, it was real riveting. Where I wanted, like I said to myself, I need to see more. You know what I'm saying? So,
no doubt about that. This what it is, man. Okay, you know, Curtis Ellison, creator of the show, and also too the CEO of One Shot Film. That's basically what he's going to do with you, man. He's going to definitely tease you and just give you a teaser. That's what he said. That basically, right there, what we got, TAZ, what you just said, that's what he wants. He wants the people to want more. And so that's why he's just giving you just a little bit. Like, we was blessed to have, you know, Gary Sturgis, the star in it, you know, he's from Daddy's Little Girls, Pride, the movie also, too. What was that, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, you know, Tommy Davidson. You know, we had Antoine Tanner, the guy who played, I can't think of the character, but he played off of the show, The Parkers. You know, so, you know, and it's a nice project that he got together, and it's also outstanding. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night, not tomorrow night, but Saturday night out in L.A., They are having a big Virgo party for La La Entertainment, you know, and basically they're going to celebrate it out in L.A., Pimp 24/7, the whole cast and crew are going to be down there and just have a good time. It's all over Facebook, so if you guys out there in L.A., you know, if you get a chance, you know, go to it. I won't get a chance to be there, man, because Saturday, you know, I've been blessed, man, to be at the Goody Mob Reunion Tour September 19th. They're having a concert in Atlanta, so I'm definitely going to be out there. So, T-A-Z, I'll definitely be hollering at you because I know you out there in Atlanta. Yeah, I touched down Saturday morning, man, at 8:30.
And also, you coming to Atlanta to do a book signing?
Oh, no, not a book signing. What it is, man, okay, it's a guy, man, who's an author, outstanding author by the name of Kerry E. Wagner, man. And he has a literary festival called WagFest. And what WagFest is basically for independent authors, independent films,
okay.
Independent basically anything that's independent, music, all that. And so he started out, man, he started out as a small venue in New Jersey, and I was at the second WagFest. I did a seminar called How to Turn Your Book into a Motion Picture, and we had a pretty nice turnout. And he's also, man, he's all over. I had the first book, she did that, and then just wrote his second book called Never Let Go of My Hand. So and he's blowing up all over. So mainly what it is right now, he's moved WagFest to Atlanta, and it's going to be October 2nd through the 4th at the Hilton downtown. And they have all kind of stars, man, all kind of stuff, you know, dealing with just look on the internet, man. You can just check it out. And, you know, they can show you better. They can tell you what it is. I got a booth there, and I'm going to be selling my DVD right now. I got the seminar on DVD. It's a 20-30 minute seminar, you know, it's basically teaching authors, you know, basically the inside of what they need to do. You know, a lot of people come and tell me about, you know, a lot of authors, okay, I got a book, well, how do I make this into a film? How do I do this? So I'm just giving them the tricks and trade, the inside of it. You know, I'm selling my DVD for $10 out there in Atlanta. So we're just going to just try to give these people, you know, inside information, you know, at WagFest and just try to blow it up, man. But if anybody out there in Atlanta, you know, if anything, you know, look at, check out the Facebook or just punch in WagFest. I'm not really sure of the website, but I know if you Google WagFest, you would definitely find, definitely see all kind of things. Even just Google Kerry E. Wagner, you know, and you can just see, man, all kind of stuff about him and all kind of stuff about WagFest. So if you in Atlanta, man, anybody out there dealing with independent music, independent films, independent books, man, hey, just come out, man, and just come out, man, get some networking, man, pass some cars around, man, and have a good time, man. You never know what you might leave with, man.
Well, I need to talk to you about getting my book on TV, dog. So we're going to talk.
We're going to talk
about that for real when you touch that.
We definitely can talk about that, you know. And then also, too, man, you know, Kerry got a seminar. He's having at WagFest, man. He's got some nice inside information, man, for a lot of independent people, you know, entertainers that they might need to hear. Because, like I say, man, the cat, you know, is brilliant as far as with networking, as far as with, you know, doing what he do, you know, as far as with this writing thing. So, man, yeah, no doubt about that, man. So that's definitely something, man, you know, y'all need to come out to, no doubt about it, man.
Well, I want to thank you, CJ, for finally being on the show. And like I told you, you know, I told you behind the scenes, I'm proud of you, man. And
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man.
I like young brothers that's doing real things and real positive. You know what I'm saying? So someone for these other kids to look up to and be inspired to do.
Yeah,
also give out your information online so people can hit you up. Hit up 24/7. Just give out the information, the websites, and the links.
All right, man. If they want to learn more information about the TV show Pimp 24/7, they can go to pimp247.com, and it's a sizzle reel there. They can check it out. They can also check out a bunch of press releases about the people that's there, people who's on the show. It's a press release about me signing, you know, me representing also two Horn Clark Films. And then also, too, man, I got a website. My website is being built in the process right now in construction. That's going to be harmclarkfilms.net. So that's in the process of being built. Matter of fact, it's going to be just a lot of stuff. I'm going to be like offering my services about, you know, because also, too, I didn't even talk about, you know, the music videos I've done, you know, as far as writing video treatment for a bunch of major artists, man. You know, I work with John Legend. I work with Pimp C. I did his last video. Brother Truman uh-huh. for knocking doors down. I work with even Hispanic artists, man. What was the guy's name? Joey Montana and Angel Lopez. Also worked with did some work with the Young Bloods. So man, and you know, also too, I do screenwriting, doing screenwriting services. Also, I've done a lot of ghostwriting for a lot of people out there. You know, I signed NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and I'm not allowed to talk about some of the things I've done, man. But yeah, you'll be surprised, man. Some of the things that you see on TV, or some of the things that you know watch in stores that you know I've been a part of, you know. But the industry knows, mm-hmm. and so that's why I still get my back, and I still allow you know to be allowed to you know get work inside with me, you know. And all this the things that's coming, man. I don't even have an agent, man. You know, I basically, man, just do it word of mouth. I got a good attorney. You know, I got a lot of people, man, that work for me, man. You know, actually, Raxton shouldn't say work for me, work with me. You know, like Kevin St. Louis out in L.A., that's my L.A. contacts. He give me what I need to know. I got my man, you know, Black Mike out in Atlanta. No, that's my manager. I got my man, James Brooks, you know. You know, all those cats, man, you know, Mark Twain. You know, all those dudes, man. You know, everybody know just all just willing to look out for me, man. You know, out here in Houston, man, I got my contacts, you know. Right now, I'm in this, out here in the studio. My man, Harvey Love, man, he's going to be at WAGFest. You know, matter of fact, he did three songs on my documentary. The documentary, well, actually, the Terry Oz Project. You know, that's about the first African-American general manager of the Sylvania Country Club. Actually, mm-hmm. first African-American general manager in 86-year history of that country club, and how basically how he started out humble beginnings. And the cat, you know, far as with, you know, basically learned every trick and trade of the industry to become the general manager of this country club. And so we got mainly this project right now, man. Basically, it's basically on like a we basically, man, put it this way, just look for some big things to be happening with this project coming up in the future, man. That's all I want to say about that. I'm just like my man Curtis Ellis, we're just going to tease you with that. But just look for some big things to be coming up with that project in the future, man. I definitely had to talk about that, man, so for sure.
I'm glad, like I said, and when you come back, you're going to be back on the show again when these things come up and start popping. I'm going to have to call you back. I know you're going to be big time by then. I'm going to have to get through your people. I'm going to have to holler at your people to get through to you.
Let me tell you something, TAZ, man. Look, Cat, we go back like rock. Man, I tell all my people, man, that's not me, man, because I had one of my buddies the other day mentioned to me that he was like Hollywood. And I was like, man, what's up? I said, man, come on, Cat, don't ever mention nothing like that about no Hollywood, because, you know, I'm look, for all my people, man, you know, from Class of 90, man, Houston, Madison, man, I represent the Clark, man, Harm Clark. It is what it is, man. That's why I named my film company Harm Clark. I'm still Crazy Chris Johnson. Ain't nothing changed, man. You know, the CJ was just a moniker for me to write because of the fact, you know, there's so many Chris Johnsons in the world. So that's basically why I picked up the name. You know, and so I'm still the same. I'm still gonna crack a joke. I'm still gonna talk about, you know, rank with you or whatever, you know. And I'm still the same, man. Ain't nothing changed, man. Ain't nothing changed at all, man. I just got a little bit bigger. That's about it, man.
Yeah,
I didn't mean literally in weight size. That's what I'm talking about, on the weight, man. You know what I mean? So.
I appreciate you, Chris Johnson, CJ. My friend, I ain't met in person, but I will meet. You say you're going to be down here this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'll be down here this weekend, man. Yeah, and then I'm going to be down there also, too, man, doing some things, man, just on the media circuit, you know, promoting DVD, you know, promoting
right.
You know, WAGFest, you know, out there trying to get the people out there, you know, trying to get this information out there. All those independent authors, independent whatever, man, need to get out there, need to get this information, man, and Mr. Wagner got to tell you, man, to get some information. And I got to tell you on this DVD, man, if all your authors want to turn your book into a movie, man, need to holler at me, man. $10, man. Get some information that you can turn that $10, man, into $1 million, man.
All right, then, CJ. I appreciate it, dog. And we will be talking when you get into A.
All right, then. I appreciate you, TAZ, man. Holler at you, man. Like I say, Class of 90, man, I love you. Houston Madison, man. Harm Clark, man. It is what it is. Whatever the mind can conceive, man, one will achieve, man. Appreciate you.
One.
All right.
My nephew, Austin Jeter, a.k.a. Mr. Buds. What's up, Mr. Buds?
Not much. What's good with you, Funk?
How's the show doing, man? Because now you big time, too. You do a show once a month. And let things ride. And do another show once a month. And let things ride. how's it going with you with the show? I think it's called the Mr. Bug Show, right? Right here on Blog Talk.
It is still called the Mr. Bug Show on Blog Talk. I'm trying to get a few things. I'm trying to get a crew started because, you know, I don't want to be the only one running it like you are.
Yeah.
I want to have a crew, and I'm thinking about moving it to Saturday mornings, like a Saturday morning show, like a two-hour show at least. It's going to be tight. I don't know when it's going to be finalized, but once it's up, it's going to be hot.
Well, you're here to do is to listen to some of the new music from the two CDs that I just finished. Well, I finished three. It's Z Vocals, which is basically acapellos, where you can hear the lyrics and a little bit of the music, but you get to hear the lyrics. And I do this with every year out of all the new CDs that I, you know, finish.
Right.
And also I got the Green Owl Blam, which I put together, and it was like a two-year thing by putting this CD together. And then also the Love Brothers CD, which we had to wait because Ron L. had to work that Memorial Day weekend where I couldn't go down there and record, and it ended up being 22 tracks because the longer we waited, the more tracks we had to do in 3 days. So I'm going to let you rip.
That's just crazy right there. Y'all did 22 tracks in 3 days. I can't do one track in 1 week.
Come on now. We did 22.
No, I told the truth. You did forget where I live, right?
Yeah. I remember. I was born there, unfortunately. I remember. Well, the first song I'm going to play is The Best I Can, and that's with me, Ron L., of course. We formulate the Love Brothers, T Love and Ron L, T Lover, Ron Lover. And this song is called The Best I Can. It's also got Gina L in it.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. I'm going to let it rip, and then I'm going to play another song right after that, and then we'll come back on the ATAZP live show.
Walk out. Well,
this
give me my two grand that we got together collectively.
Oh,
and check
hell
it out.
No, hell
I
no.
need my money.
Hey, I'm sorry.
It's my
money?
Dream, too.
No.
You know
what you gave me belongs to me.
It's going
to
cost a lot of money to get out of this.
You know what, babe?
You know what? You might as well take back those there
chiffon
suits that I bought your ass a couple years ago.
Hey, you may as well take back what I brought you to, nigga. All this equipment and shit.
Oh, but look here. I'm making money with the equipment. What
you
doing
what?
With this chiffon?
And you keep making
the
money, baby,
the
so you can keep paying.
That's why
me.
The hell
that's the
I can't get a letter across to you.
Oh,
all
damn.
I did was put some ink on a piece of paper.
A letter? That's
just saying how much I care
do?
About you. You know what I'm saying? I pay bills in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And we cold in this motherfucker during the summertime.
What the
we hot in this
what
motherfucker
hell?
During the wintertime.
You know
don't you
shut
feel me?
Up.
You can't feel
that.
Me.
Because all you are is about a lot of
talk.
You know what? And
B-A-T
I
in reverse
was in love with
T.A. Wrote a damn letter just to say I love you.
You know what?
You know a little bit.
But
you know what
the
I mean?
Way you
show
love
you
me ain't the way I want to be loved.
Come on now.
So babe,
come on now.
I gave
come
you all
now.
I have.
Ride
and what's the best
and
you can
get the hell
do
off
me?
Of this crazy
oh,
shit. You know what I'm
shit.
Saying?
Now you got to keep talking. You got to keep talking.
HEAZP.com is explosive, highlighting indie artists banging louder than a bomb. DJ, producer, performer TAZ brings the questions for you and for me, because it's all about the indie, I-N-D-I-E, as we're working and grinding, searching, seeking, and finding our way to endless shining. We're flowing, singing, rapping, blinging through our positive spirit and high morale. ATAZP.com, home of the devastating beat creator. ATAZP.com, home of the MC motivator. ATAZP.com, home of the indie artist invigorator. This is poet author Mark Lacey telling you to consume some now and save some for later. ATAZP.com.
And that's Mark Lacey, my friend, poet, author, around the world. That boy is doing it big time. What's up, Mr. Bugs?
What is up? What is up? Those are a few new tracks, for real.
Now, the last one was by my friend, Sunny Montana, 18-year-old kid, basically, who wrote the song. I did the music for him.
Okay, okay. That was what's up right there.
That was different, huh? I know you was like, who in the world? That ain't Ron L.
Because I know Ron L's voice. I was trying to figure out who that was. But, yeah, that was something serious. Both of them tracks were something serious.
Were you tripping on me and Gina L fucking?
Yeah, I was.
Now, look, we doing it in the motel while we recorded these 22 tracks, right? And, Ron was sitting back, and after we got through, Ron said, man, these people out in the hallway probably get ready to knock down the door talking about they fighting for real. Because it sounded, you know, because we had the headphones on, so we listened to music. And he was listening both ways. And he was like, man, them people was like, you hear that? And they were outside the door. He said, we get ready to get kicked out by security. But here goes another It's another Love Brothers track. This song I wrote when I was in Alaska in 1991. And it's called It's Over. And I did it with another guy singing the hook. But this time I just decided to have Ron just do the intro and whatever. And this is called It's Over. And, of course, it's on the Love Brothers CD. That last song, Galactic Lover, is on the Green Album, where... in a minute, everybody will be able to go to ATAZP.com and buy it. This is called It's Over.
TAZ is having some problems on his mind. Expressing itself to this young lady. Express yourself, dog.
It's over. You ain't feeling me? It's over. Now you wanna get with me, the famous G, called the TAZ. Is it yes or should I say, we? Poly say I got it going on smooth. But anyway, I used to talk to you at night, call you on the phone to check and see if it's all right or all good. Coming from the people in the hood that say you were playing on me, and that's phony. I knew something was rotten in Denmark, so I'm taking the IROC in the streets of my crib, leaving it in park. That I teach a little lesson, girl. Try to rock another brother's world. Did you wanna come begging to me? Crying, please, TAZ. My life is just a fantasy. Fantasize this beat. You played me, and that don't mix, see. It ain't about the sucking we was doing, cause I can get another sick old girl and get to doing her brains out till the break of dawn. I like MC Light says it will be on and on and on. Ain't nothing but a little switcheroo doing the things that you do. Cause when we were doing it, this brother was true. True to the love we once had. And now you took my love and smashed it like a bag. I feel crushed just like some soda. You didn't make the mark. You didn't make a quota. So beats off, you can't kick. kicking with a user. Keep giving it away, the youth will be a loser. The AIDS is out there real bad, and you don't even know if that person had it. Oh, shit, Nick, what you doing this before? And all this time I've been sleeping around with a... Get out of my life before I break in your neck. Yes, I'm mad, you ain't seen Nathan yet. Your love is thick as water, you know what I mean. About as weak as a plastic scene. And I can't deal with the late nights, cause in the mornings they stress the daytime fight. And before you know it, you're off again. Coming home, the question is when. I can't live like this, the TAC will not be dissed. So it's over, yes, in my heart. And after saying this, then we should part. Cause if two people aren't together, one is in love, the other is never, then this relationship, it can't be. I'm sorry, G, but it's over. The love I once had has been drained out, like in a baseball game, it's been rained out. Ain't no point in trying to continue. I'm out of the restaurant, I don't like the menu. I can't waste my professional time. Like the phone, I need 20 cents, I got a dime. So I'm out of your life, girl. I don't need you anymore, so stop from coming up in a brother's world. Try to rule the things that I do, you can't, because we're through. Over, G. Saranada, goodbye. See you, B. It's over. It's over. P.S. Never mind.
Now that he's got that off his chest, I'm glad he expressed himself. If you're not happy with someone, you need to say it's over. This is Ron L. of the Love Brothers, and we love to tell the truth. Hey, T.A.D., is that good enough?
Steps in the club, motivated by the time. I'm searching for the one, just looking to find. Small waist, pretty face, the thick behind. There she goes walking, blowing my mind. Say, sexy lady, need to spit to you. Let these words penetrate what I wanna do. Understand what I'm saying, coming off true. Let's spend some time, I'm talking real boo. You may not believe, but I'm not playing. Strictly on lock, the words that I'm saying. Moxie emotion, we're just laying. Feelings are real, more than today, and we gotta keep this love fly. Suckers wanna roll up, cast in the eye. This love's too deep, and we can't deny. I'm floating on clouds, dancing in the sky. What?
Dancing in the sky, baby. Your love has got me dancing in the sky. Dancing in the sky, baby, yeah. Your love has got me dancing in the sky. You're the one I'm dreaming of. You're looking so good to me. And if we keep this rolling, good love will be the key, yeah. Dancing in the sky, baby. Your love has got me dancing in the sky. Dancing in the sky, baby, yeah. Your love has got me dancing in the sky. Dancing in the sky, baby. Your love has got me dancing in the sky. Dancing in the sky, baby. Your love has got me dancing in the sky.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
That was off the Z Vocal CD where we just dropped the music and let you actually hear the words. That was G Wright, Ron L, and myself.
Okay. I was feeling that. Capella, too. I was really feeling that.
Well, you remember that off of, I guess, the last Love Brothers CD, right?
Last one, yeah, I remember. You know, I'm big on the Love Brothers CDs, though. You know that.
Yeah, and I got to get you the new one because, like I said, I just did it. There's Deborah Bryant. You remember her?
I remember her, yes.
Yeah, she has been sick within the last year. Prayers go out to her. She was supposed to finish her CD. And she never had a chance to do it.
Okay.
Because she's been sick this past year. So this is the song, one of the songs that she did do and finished. She called me one day and said she needed a stepping song. And I was like, a stepping song? She said, yeah, so people can step, you know. And I was like, okay. So this dude had heard some music out of my truck when I was going to the VA one day, and he stopped. And, you know, it was cold outside, so I had the windows up. He stopped.
Right.
He heard it from my truck, walked back over and said, who did that song? I said, me. And the cat looked at me crazy. And I said, no, for real, I do music. I did that song. And he was like, man, that's a stepping song. I'm in the Steppers organization, and my president is in Chicago. He gave me the number, the name. I ended up interviewing one of the girls that was like the vice president of the whole association and had her on the show. And this song, you know, went to Deborah Bryant because Deborah, the next day, called me talking about she needs some stepping music.
That's what's up.
So the name of the song is One Step by Deborah Bryant. You can look up DeborahBryant.com. And she's an artist in New Jersey. Here you go.
We all go through some very hard times. Some days you feel like you just don't want to go on. You feel what's the point? Because every time you take that one step forward, you get pushed back too. I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. Pick that head up. Thank you.
rocking, heading back to the hood. Swear it gets hotter every day. That's when I fall to my knees and I start to pray. Got to keep up with this struggle. That's the only thing I know. What other way is there to juggle? Living life ain't always paradise. To figure what you want, you gotta sacrifice. Some days are worse than others. You keep moving on for your sisters and brothers. Take one step forward, push two steps back. Gotta keep on stepping, get back on track. Take one step forward, push two steps back. Take one step forward, push two steps back. Gotta keep on stepping, get back on track. Take one step forward, push two steps back. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. Roll with the flow. Gotta roll it. Things will get better. Yeah. Yes, I know. Keep your head up. Keep that head up. Walk like you know. Huh. Things will get better. Cause you're not.
Invisible drones. I did it right. Can't you come?
coming again. Love in one night called her my friend. Now you are you.
Now you know that I want you. Let's see how happy you can be.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Bugs, host of the Mr. Bugs Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Bugs. And you listening to my uncle, T-A-Z, on A-T-A-Z-T Live. We are related, you know, because we do have disease in our name. You feel me? Again, you listening to A-T-A-Z-T Live. Right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, you put a gospel track behind that.
You just now figuring that out? I thought it was a gospel track.
To be honest with you, I only heard it one time. this is the first time I played it on the show.
Okay. Yeah, that was, I believe the track was called Send Me to the Nation by, Israel, and he was singing with the Baldur's House Mass Choir. That's one of my favorite gospel tracks, actually.
To be honest with you, I'm getting ready to buy Israel because I seen him in concert at the family reunion when I was in Orlando 2 weeks ago with the Tom Joyner family reunion thing.
You went to that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's what's up.
We was at the BB and CC concert, and Israel, the opening act. And I heard of him, but I didn't hear his music. And boy, he was jamming. I was like, I got to have this CD. So
that's a kid, Israel. I'm surprised you don't even have him. He a bad boy.
Yeah, he's bad, but I heard him. You know, I heard of him, and I really didn't listen to the music as tightly. But
right.
When I sat there and listened to it in concert, changed my whole mind around. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to get I'm up here. I've been sleeping this. Oh, this dude is back. Yeah, he been.
You've been sleeping Israel for about 5-6 years, man. Israel is a bad boy.
Like I said, I heard some of it, but I didn't get in depth. And now I'm hipped. I'm on point now.
Oh, there yeah. I hear you on that.
So, what do you think about that that Debra Bryant song?
That Debra Bryant song was a stepping song. It was stepping.
Yeah, she really put it down on that. When she called me with surprise, and then when she put it down, I said, oh, yeah, that sounded real good. And then that was a song that's on the Green Al Blam. And also the other song, How Happy, with Miss V and me talking about tearing up my walls and cherry panties and invisible drawers. That's on the Green Al Blam too.
Okay. This Green Al Blam sounds like it's what's up. This sounds like it's the joint for real.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready to play another song from it that your boy in Connecticut, the guy that you interviewed on your show in Connecticut, from Connecticut.
From Big Duke.
Yeah, he called me up. Big Duke called me up when he heard this song on my MySpace page.
Okay.
And he said he wanted the beat. And that kid was like, man, I need this beat, man. This beat is so sick that you did on this song. So I know you heard it before, Your Last Chance.
I revived it a little bit and put an echo on top of the chorus so you can hear it echo out. And also, you know, I doubled up on different lyric parts in there. But this is all me. I'm doing all voices. Even the voice is on this song. That's your boy who I do the voice for on ATAZ.com sometimes and let him host the show. My alter ego. This song is called Your Last Chance, and it's also on the Green Owl Blam.
Wow! This is the voice. Thank you, TAZ, for letting me put it down this song right here. This is your last chance for your last dance. This is the last song on the radio station after you've done with your show. You put this song right on Soul Train. Even before Soul Gas Honey, you play this song last. On the top 20, even if this song is number one, I expect y'all to play this song last. This is your last chance.
The beat hit your ears, man, rush the floor. Your dancing bass in the air, your last chance. This is the last record going down. Do you feel me, KAZ, in your party? It's time coming with it real. Hip hop heads, no crooked singing in my voice. Y'all heard what I said. The industry living like copycats. Same old shit is always coming back. The internet, son, it pays the way. Some niggas like me do this shit every day. And I'm still real with mine. Do you feel me in this beat? I'm not your kind. Go against what the punks say. I'm style of presidential on the day to day. The beat hit your ears, mad rush the flow. Do your dance, bass in the air. Your last chance.
Sir? Sir, can I get some assistance, please? Yes. I'd like a fifth of top shelf chocolate Hennessy. Matter of fact, can you make that 3 bottles? A fifth of me I'm pouring all over you. Mahogany cognac flowing down your back. Contracepting ill vibes in the tides of propylax. Intoxicating choco spirits lulling you into a stupor. Landing in the hot spots like a special forces paratrooper. Caramel schnapps morsels burst onto the scene. There you lay eye to eye with steam and VSOP. Cavassier all on the derriere. Remy is dreamy in your eyes as you share. Picturesque crests of pecan as macchiato's bravado induces liquors leaking. Cafe cream dementis the scent on your thighs. Vodka cappuccino mocha is the color in your eyes. Hershey detox rehab grips my vice like pliers. Soon as I kiss you, I need a designated driver. Your hair's a brandy brown as I drown in your Jack Daniel's sea, way too milky. Tequila toffee like coffee's caffeine makes me fiend, oh it makes me fiend. And hazelnut toenail polish shining with a sheen like an ebony queen. Now I waken from my dream. Next time I have a Choco Henny attack, I'll take that gray goose and put that yak back.
Lord have mercy. Here we go. First time we did that, it wasn't on. Now it's on. Okay, Timothy Jeter. As known as TAZ, you want to act like you have this selective amnesia going on. You don't remember shit when you want to remember shit. But you will remember that you are Timothy Jeter, alias TAZ. You have a,
and who are you?
I'm Miss V.
Oh.
I am Miss V. Okay? And you have it. And you have on your arm TAZ. It just looks like T, but it is an A and a Z there. And on your other arm, there's a gated link, chain link, where it came loose. It expanded. Do you remember that?
No.
Don't recall. And nobody believed it, but I'm a living witness. Your muscles expanded and the chain separated.
Really?
So you don't remember any of that?
No, I don't.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, help your children. Help your children, Jesus. Hear me calling your name. What are we going to do with this child? I tell you.
Do you do music together?
Yes, we do. We've done music for years. I know since 1994. Doesn't ring a bell? Does not ring. We have collaborated on a lot.
That's Anita Baker. No,
okay. Do you remember that I call you TJ? I'm probably one of the few that calls you TJ. I don't call you Timothy. I don't call you Tim or TAZ. I call you TJ. Exactly. Yay. Go TJ. Go TJ. That's it.
TAZ, though. I don't know who this guy is.
Well, it will. It's on your arm. It is on your arm.
They put it on there.
No, they who? Who is they? Who?
I don't know these people like you try to call me TAZ.
Oh, Father, help this man. Help him, Jesus. He cannot remember. He cannot remember anything. Lord, we need you. In your name. In your name. Amen.
Mr. Bugs, you remember that?
I remember that.
Hey, Mr. Bugs, now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of the CDs I do are entertaining because, in fact, there's a storyline and we act stupid on
that's
each song.
You do, and that's what's so unique about a TAZ trap. It tells a story, and y'all just have to fool whoever you're with.
And that song, that little drop, or skit in between the tracks. That was on the Amnesia CD when I actually had amnesia, remember?
Uh-huh, I remember.
Yeah, and you know what, when I listened to that CD more and more, and I was like, that's a hot concept, having amnesia, actually forgetting who you are.
Uh-huh. That concept was hot, though, for real. I mean, you were coming up with the president CD.
Yeah.
You were the president before Obama, so.
Way before.
Before Obama even became senator.
Yeah, matter of fact, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I'm on the fourth CD now, which will be complete after this house party. The house party is October the 10th. Got a few folks coming in, like Mark Lacey on that last track. He came through a couple of house parties. He's coming for this one because this is going to be the last one down here in the A because I'm moving. Also, Miss V is actually coming. This is her first one. She's coming too. Gina LB down here. Ron LB down here. Rolanda 700, of course. We'll finally have the whole crew just about together. G Wright will be down here. Your mother will be down here.
Oh, okay.
For the first time. Praise God. So, those last two tracks, one by Mark Lacey, Put That Yak Back. And the other one, I forgot which one did I play. Your Last Chance. They are both on the Green Album.
Okay. I got one thing to say about the house party. Make sure that y'all don't give my mom no bookums.
She ain't getting no bookum. I don't know. I got to tell Ron. Ron be the one passing out the bookum. Bookum is a drink that Ron and Gina L concocted. And basically you have people seeing the devil.
I'll never forget I was listening to one of your ATAZP recorded show, and I heard DJ Stroke telling the story, saying how he was walking through the hotel and he saw the devil.
And he was running because he pounded on the room at 4 in the morning. I'm like, I know he was out of the room. I stayed in the suite. And
yeah.
I'm waiting, and I opened the door. And then Negro come running in, running now. He knocked me down almost. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He said, I've seen the devil. So me, like a dummy, stuck my head out the door to see if I see the fish. You know, it was crazy. But this next joint is off the Love Brothers CD. We got 12 minutes remaining, so I'm going to end it out with the last two joints. On the Go is Love Brothers song with me and Ron, and I mentioned all four of our previous CD titles within the rap that I did on that song, and also Slow Turn / Ecstasy is a double song combined, mixed together, 6 minutes, and it's really a Z-mix, because we got a regular version of Slow Turn, and we got a regular version of Ecstasy with a little bit of Love of My Life is in there also as well. It's three songs demixed together into two songs.
Okay.
So, Mr. Bugs, say your information so people can listen to your show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my information, you can just check me out, blogtalkradio.com/ Mr. Bugs. Hit me up on Facebook. Just look up Austin Mr. Bugs Jeter. Twitter. Even though I really don't use Twitter, I don't even know what my URL for Twitter is. So just forget I said Twitter. Just hit me up on blogtalkradio.com/ Mr. Bugs and Facebook. Those are your best two bets to hit me up on.
And how you spell Bugs again?
B-U-G-Z.
Okay, because most people would put two G's.
Yeah, most people would. Yeah, they would put two G's, but it's just B-U-G-Z.
Okay. Thanks, nephew. What we're going to do, I'm going to play these two songs. I'm going to play On the Go, and then I'm going to play that Slow Turning / Ecstasy / Love of My Life on ATAZ.com. Also, ATAZP Blog Talk Radio. Next week, hopefully, I'll come with a live show
or it may be a repeat, but more than likely, we're going to do a live one. We got to do one more live one before the house party people come in.
Right, right.
All right, then. Peace, mate.
All right, Hunk.
Love brother. Smooth sounds.
Every time we throw a show,
yeah,
we put it down, and you must know.
No denying,
the beat is popping with the flow.
Chris.
The Love Brothers is on the go.
Gotta move.
We're on the go.
Yeah, can't be still.
We're on the go.
Huh. Yeah.
We're on the go. On the go.
We've been doing this Love Brother thing for years. Through the blood, the sweat, sometimes the tears. Over in Germany, singing the niggas with beers. My lyrics and the smooth sounds into cheers. Can you believe that we're doing it raw? Me on these beats, smooth sounds, not a flaw. Always on my knees at the altar call, by giving them thanks to Nathan et al. These 14 hits with a guarantee. No stake attitude, yo, can't y'all see? It's for all of y'all, just let us be. We're on top, baby, don't you feel us beat? Smooth sounds in TAZ don't stop. Putting out hits, and that's a lot. Run cold water, cause we are hot. Like I said before, we're on the top.
Every time we throw a show, we put it down, and you must know. The beat is popping with the flow. The Love Brothers is on the go. We're 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 on the go.
Big booty's looking for something to see. The blonde lady said,
walked on in and sat by me, her hands on me furiously. I let her touch so she could see. She caught her breath, showed me a key. Out the back door, you did flee. Pinned her back like 1, 2, 3. She had offense.
The way you move, hot in the groove, slow turning, you got me burning.
Showered up, put on new black. Another club, shades attack. Cotton bro setting in the back. Scared of the joint, the place was packed. Thinking jeans, but in fact, tight blouse, a heavy rack. Secret service, made contact. Jackie's the name, I called her Jack. Jack was hot with green eyes. The body thick, and no surprise, I'm TAC. She realized the president that's in disguise. She got up, said I had a place. The secret service, we did race. Two in the front, two in the backs, on the inside.
The way you move, hot in the groove, slow turning, you got me burning. The way you move, hot in the groove, slow turning, you got me burning. The way you move, hot in the groove, slow turning, you got me burning. The way you move, hot in the groove, slow turning, you got me burning. The way you move, hot in the groove, slow turning, you got me burning. The way you move, hot in the groove, slow turning, you got me burning.
Under a spell while under her touch. so damn beautiful.
It's too damn
so damn beautiful, love. You make me wanna holler.
So damn beautiful, love.
Throwing up $1 million.
So damn beautiful, love.
You make me wanna holler.
So damn beautiful, love.
Throwing up $1 million.